This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. That was part of the responsorial psalm today. I love that line from the responsorial psalm. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so we seek the gift of the Holy Spirit of joy. And we rejoice particularly in the gift of life. And on this day, which is really, we still think of it as Easter. This is the octave of Easter. We celebrate Easter for 8 days. This is the day of Easter, the resurrection day. Now, in the Acts of the Apostles today, we have this the priest, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees. And what were they disturbed about? What was it that was bothering them? What was bothering them was they were proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. Now, we remember the Sadducees, they don't believe in the resurrection of the dead. The Pharisees, they're okay with the resurrection of the dead. This is how Paul ends up dividing the Sadducees and the Pharisees when he's on trial by claiming that Jesus is the resurrection of the dead. And immediately the Sadducees are like, we can't listen to him. And the Pharisees are like, hey, let's have a hear what he has to say. Well, what's bugging them? They're not amazed that somebody's healed. They're not amazed that all these people think Jesus is being raised from the dead. They are bugged that they're teaching the people that he was raised from the dead. And again, I know this is the oldest joke, and I've used this joke on you a few times already, but you'll laugh again today, okay? The Sadducees, right? They're sad. They're sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection. But we do believe in the resurrection. And this is the day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. So we have this joy in the reality that death has been defeated. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. This kind of doctrinal statement comes at the end of this reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. You know, I was explaining or saying to the RCIA class, I quizzed them, you know, does anybody know what the name Jesus means? You should all know what Jesus means. Just like you should know what the Sadducees believe, because I've said it so many times. What does the name Jesus mean? God saves. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. If anybody, anywhere, ever has been saved, they've been saved through Jesus Christ. God from God and light from light and true God from true God. I started to mention this a couple days ago. In fact, I did mention it. I mentioned it on Holy Thursday and on Good Friday. Sin has consequences. And Jesus suffered the consequences of sin, not because he had any sin, but because he came to save us from our sins. So he came and he took upon himself the consequences of sin. The consequences of your sins. And he's raised from the dead. The consequences of the sin, yes, suffering and death, but the consequence of him being God, he rose from the dead. And he gives us that gift, right? We believe that, right? This is like essentially critical, fundamental, foundational in our faith. And we're glad because of that. We rejoice in our Lord's victory over sin and death. Yes, we continue, as I have said a million times, to carry our crosses and struggle through and renew our faith and all of those things. But there is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. But we are, in fact, saved by that name. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.